Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we'll be concluding the third chapter and beginning the fourth. Mishnah Dalid, the last Mishnah in the third chapter of Maseches Bechoros, tells us, Sa'ar Bechor Bal Mum, Shenasha V'hinichu B'chalon, V'akar Kach Shchato. The hair of a blemished firstborn animal that's removed and is resting in a cubby, and afterwards the animal is slaughtered. Akavya ben Mahalalel Matir. Akavya ben Mahalalel permits this hair to be used. V'chachamim Osrim, but the sages prohibit it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yossi understands this mission a little differently. He says, Lo bezeh hitir akavya. This is not the scenario where akavya permitted and the sages prohibited. Ela bisar bechor bal mum, but rather we're talking about the wool of a firstborn animal that has a blemish, shenasar v'hinichu b'chalon, and this hair was removed and put in a cubby for storage, v'akar kach meis, and afterwards the animal died. It wasn't slaughtered for food, it just dropped dead. B'zeh akavya ben mahalalel matir v'chachamim osrim. This is the case where akavya said it was okay, but the sages did not agree. Hatzemer hameduvlal b'bechor, and hair or wool that was separated in a firstborn animal, eshehu nira min hagiza mutter, if it appears to be coming off with that which is sheared, it is permitted. Ve'eshe'enu nira min hagiza aser, but if it doesn't seem to be coming off with the shorn hair, then it is prohibited. Let's look in the Bartonuro. So our first situation is the case of hair that came off of a living Bechor Bal Mum, was put in a cubby to store it, and then the animal was shechted. That's our first understanding of the Mishnah. So Akavya ben Mahalalel Matir, Akavya permits it in such a case. Hatzemer behana l'kohen, in other words, he permits it for benefit to a kohen. V'chachamim osrim, but the sages do not allow it. Because if you would permit the wool that came off all the animals still alive, then he would keep the animal alive longer than necessary, hoping to get more wool from it. And this would not end well, because he would end up shearing or working with this animal. Upsulei hamukdashin asirei begiza ubavoda, and animals like this Bechor Bal Mum that are psulei mukdashin, they're disqualified from their sacrificial use, they are not permitted to be shorn or to be worked. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, tizbach v'achalta basar, that you should slaughter them and eat their flesh. Tizbach v'lo giza, so you can slaughter them, but you can't shear them. Lo bezeh hitir akavya, but Rabbi Yossi says this was not the scenario where they disagreed. Klomar, lo bezeh akavya matir v'chachamim osrim. He means to say this isn't the case where akavya permitted and the chachamim forbid. Dibishchato divrei hakol shari. Rabbi Yossi feels that when it comes to the animal that's slaughtered, everyone agrees that the wool in the cubby would be permitted. Demigo de mehenya shchita letzemer hamachuber bo letahira laacha shchita, because just like slaughtering it permits the wool that's still on the animal for use, mehenya nami letalush umenach bechalon, he feels it would similarly permit the hair that's already been detached and is in storage waiting for the animal to be slaughtered. V'lo nechoku el b'meis, so Rabbi Yossi feels that akavya and the chachamim only disagree in a case where the animal just died, it wasn't slaughtered. To also tsemer hamachuber bo ton kvura, because that wool that's still on the animal, if it dropped dead, would need to be buried with it. Akavya matir letsemer shenasher mimenu kishehu b'chayim, but akavya permits the wool that was separated from it while it was still alive, v'chachamim osrim, but the sages do not. Same reason, gezera shemi yeshenu kedei lehenos betsemer hanosher mimenu kol sha. Similarly, he'd keep it alive longer than necessary in order to hope for more wool. Vasi lema'abed be gizo ve'avoda, and he might come to shear the animal or to work it. Upsak halacha, but in the final analysis, what's the law? Da'afilu la'achar shrit etsemer hanisha mimenu b'chayim aser. Really, in the final analysis, even in a case where the animal is slaughtered, the wool that came off it while it's alive is not permitted. So our first understanding of the Mishnah, the opinion of the Chachamim, that's the one we follow. Tzemer hamaduvlal, what about this separated hanging wool? Shelo nitlesh lagamre, it hasn't become completely separated. Aval mechuber hu im hatzemer ve'eno nofel, but it's tangled up with the wool that's still on the sheep or the goat, and it has not fallen to the ground. Es shenir im hagiza, if it appears to be among the wool that's being shorn after the animal's shechted. Kishiyachtenu v'gozes la'achar shchita, when you slaughter the animal and shear it after it's been slaughtered, v'hei hatzemer hameduvla nira im shar hagiza, then this hanging, attached wool appears to be part of the rest of the shearing, v'eno nira kimufrash mimeno, and it doesn't appear to be separated from it, so then mutter kishar hagiza, then it would be permitted just like the rest of what's shorn. But if it doesn't appear to be among the shearing, then aser, it's prohibited. Kemisha nasha legamre kodem shchita, just like any hair or wool that's completely separated before the animal is slaughtered. V'stama kirabanan de pligia lehe de akavya de hilchasek avasaihu. And the generic opinion of the rabbis who disagree on akavya, the halacha follows them. That's the end of Perek Gimel. Let us now immediately start Perek Daled. Ad kama Yisrael chayavim lehitafel bebechor. How long does the Jew, does the Yisrael, have to raise the firstborn animal before giving it to the Kohen? Bebehema daka ad shloshim yom. In the case of a small animal, like a sheep or a goat, 30 days. Ubagasa, in the case of a large animal, like a cow, chamishim yom. Then it would be 50 days. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, bedaka shlosha chadashim. He feels that a small animal must be raised for 3 months. Omar lo ha-Kohen, betoch zman ze, tenehu li. So if the Kohen says to the Yisrael during the time in which he's raising the animal, give it to me, then the Yisrael should not give the animal to the Kohen. That's not allowed. Im haya bal mum, but if the animal was blemished, so it couldn't be used as a sacrifice, amar lo ten li she'achlena, and he says, give it to me so I can eat it, mutter, that is permitted. Ubishas ha-mikdash, and when the temple still stood, im hayatamim, if the animal was unblemished, amar lo ten li she'akrivenu, and he says, give it to me so I can offer it as a sacrifice, mutter. That was also permitted. Habachor nechal shana b'shana, bein tamim bein balmum. And a bachor is eaten in its first year, whether it's blemished or not. Shenamar, and this is based on a pasuk, lefnei Hashem elokecha tachlenu shana b'shana. So the pasuk tells us that it should be eaten before Hashem every year, so in its own year. The first Bartnero is rather long, and it's basically just discussing how we know the 30 days and the 50 days. Rather than read it, I'll just tell you that the 30 days is learned from the case of Bechor Binecha, a human offspring for whom 30 days must pass before we redeem him from the Kohen. And the 50 days is learned from the case of the Bikurim, the first fruits, that had to wait 50 days before they were brought to the temple. So we're just going to skip that Bartnero, but that's how those numbers are learned. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Bedaka shlosha chadashim." He disagrees with the 30 days. He says a small animal must be raised for 3 months. Lefisha tifluha meruba shishineha dakos ve'eno yachol le'echo esev. The more effort is involved in raising the small animals because their teeth are weak and they can't eat grass. V'im lotia im ima tamus, and if you take it away from its mother because it needs to nurse, it will die. Then halacha Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. So if the Kohen asks for the animal early, lo yitnu lo, don't give it to him. Dekivan de al Yisrael ramya litafel bo chamishim yom, va'amr lo Kohen betoch zman ze tenehu li v'arenu. So since the Jew is responsible to raise the animal for the minimum amount of time, and the Kohen says to me, give it to me and I'll raise it, Doma kami shesochro shehu metzilu min hatereach amnas sheyitnenu lo v'lo l'kohen acher. Then he's like a Kohen who's hiring himself out. He's saving the Jew work on the condition that he then give the animal to him and not to some other Kohen. V'domu l'kohen hamasayi b'beis hagronos l'dush l'lizros k'dei sheyitnu lo hatrumos. And this case is analogous to a Kohen who hires himself out to work in the threshing floor with the grain so that he should be given the truma. V'tanya, and we learned in a brisa, Kohanim v'Levim hamesayim b'beis hagronos ein nosin lehem trumos u'maisros. The brisa tells us that Kohanim and Levim who work in the threshing floor may not be given the trumos and maisros. Avim hayabal mum, but if the animal was blemished, v'amar lo ten li she'achlenu, and he says, just give it to me because I want to eat it. Harol v'chazile lo havi kakohen hamesayim b'beis hagronos. Since this animal is fit for him now, then it does not resemble the case of the Kohen hiring himself out to work in the threshing floor. So an animal should be eaten in its first year, bein tamim bein balmum, whether it's blemished or whether it's not. Bein bizman hamikdash ubein achshav. This means both in the time of the temple and nowadays. Kol shana didei rishoy lekaimo. So the entire first year of the animal, it's fit to keep it alive. Ubechor balmum yafinan shehu nitan lekohen v'ochlo bimumo midichsev. And we learn that the kohen should be given the balmum to eat from the pasuk, which says, ubasram yielecha. Their flesh shall be to you. Lashon rabim, not its flesh, their flesh. It's plural. Echad bechor tam, echad bechor balmum. So the law is the same, whether we're talking about a blemished or an unblemished bechor. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we'll continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.